discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
This season is rightly called the most wonderful time of the year, a time of joy, wonder, and togetherness for so many. And yet, for a young person with a parent in prison, Christmas can be a truly lonely experience. There are 2.7 million kids in America with a parent in prison. That makes 1 in 28 American school-aged kids with an incarcerated parent. But this Christmas, you can join our Faith Radio family in blessing these kids with a gift, the gospel, and a message of love from their incarcerated parent through the extraordinary ministry of Angel Tree. Today, On the Road, we'll dig into this effort and meet a young woman whose life was profoundly impacted by it. Jonna Hose is with us today. Welcome On the Road, Jonna. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, your story is just powerful. And before we dig into that, our listeners have been hearing the words Angel Tree quite a bit. Let's just go ahead and start with the basic question. What is Angel Tree, Jonna?
Angel Tree is a program through Prison Fellowship. And Angel Tree is the body of Christ coming together to deliver Christmas gifts and the gospel to children who have either a mother or a father in prison. And so it begins with a prison chaplain connecting with an inmate and getting their child's name and their information for the person that is caring for them out in the outside of prison. And then a volunteer shows up that will give a Christmas gift to these children in the name of their parents and also let them know about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's an incredible, incredible outreach. And let's set the scene for your very personal experience with Angel Tree. Share a bit for us, if you would, about what life was like for you and your young family before Angel Tree. You found yourself with a serious drug addiction that led you into some real trouble with the law, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was a drug addict for a number of years, and that took me to embezzling money to continue my drug habit. And I ended up with the police at my door, and I had a very lengthy prison sentence. And when I first went into the jail system, and then when I went into the prison system, I was met by the chaplain in the prison, and they told me about the Angel Tree program. And it seemed neat at the time that I could give my children a present at Christmas time coming from me so that they know that they're thought of, even though I'm not there with them right now, but I can still give them this gift.
I read the description of your son, Devin, just talking about what it was like as an 8-year-old to see his mom taken away by the police. Do you recall, can you remember some of the feelings that you were really experiencing, the things that were going through your head and heart as your family was really ripped apart like that?
Oh, it was hard. It was definitely hard. My son was 8, and I believe my daughter was about 3 at the time. And to be separated from your children, I remember at one point I wanted to get help for my drug addiction, but at the time I thought I couldn't leave my children to go get help or go to a program.
Sure.
And instead I got arrested and was forced to do so. So, you know, there was no preparation. There was no time. It was just, bam, your mom's in jail and she's going to be there for a while.
We're talking with Jonna Hose today on the road. She's a young mom whose life was impacted forever by the incredible ministry of Angel Tree. And as you're listening to this story, know that in addition to being equipped by this story and hearing what it means, you can also visit angeltree.org at any time, day or night. You can learn more about Angel Tree and you can make your gift. $99 will help us reach 6 kids with a gift, the gospel, and a Christmas message of love from their incarcerated parent. What a powerful Christmas gift that can be. Now, you mentioned, you took us through the thumbnail sketch there. It was a fairly lengthy prison sentence that you served, right? It was a period of years?
Yes, 5.5 years.
At what point did you have that conversation that you began to describe, that chaplain telling you about Angel Tree?
You know, I remember Angel Tree coming to me when I was fighting my case when I was in jail. One of the chaplains, I got kind of close to him while I was in jail. And I remember talking to the chaplain, and I remember saying, God, if you help me out of this, if you help me change my life, God, would you, I promise that I will serve you, and I'm going to do better, and I'm going to teach other kids. And I remember them explaining to me early on what Angel Tree was, and I said, man, that's something that I want to be a part of now and when I get out. Mm. And that's what's something that I continue to do. It was a passion. And so every year I got involved with the Angel Tree on the inside, but also when I came home as well.
Okay, so that's fascinating. You described a moment when you actually had a conversation with God, and you said, and I don't mean to misquote you, you said that basically, if you help me find a way out of this, then I'm going to serve you. Is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
So did you have a faith background?
You know, I grew up in church. I definitely had a faith background. Church has been in my family since day one. I don't remember a time that we didn't go to church. And it was, you know, Jesus Christ has been in my heart my entire life, but I backslid and I yeah. went my own way, and I found friends that I shouldn't have been around, and I kind of lost my way. And, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately and fortunately, it took being in a jail cell with nothing else to look at for me to actually hear God again and say, I'm here for you.
And you say fortunately there, and I can't resist asking the follow-up question to that as well. Is that because, in a sense, everything basically, all the other avenues were stripped away, and you really had to face who you were and face God face-to-face in that cell?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You really don't realize that you need God so much when you have nothing at all. You know, everything is taken away from you, and you have to focus. You have to focus on God, because he's the only one that can bring you out of such a mess.
Wow. That's powerful stuff. All right. So Jonna Hose is with us here on the road. We're talking about Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree. You got involved the first time with Angel Tree. Take us through exactly how it works from the perspective of the inmate. What was your conversation like? And then how did these volunteers come and actually bring that gift to your kids that first Christmas?
Well, the volunteers come into the prison through the chaplain, and they give you material and explains to you what Angel Tree is. And then you fill out with information of your child, the contact number of the caregiver, the telephone number for the caregiver. You can even request certain gifts to go to your child, whether it's a clothing item or toy item, and maybe even what that size is for the clothing item. And then you give that back to the chaplain. And that is what the inmate does while in the prison system.
And
it's usually early summer that they do that. I'm sorry, late summer that they do that.
Understood. You've written as well about how special it was for your kids, because the volunteers that came to bring the gifts to them, they not only dropped these gifts off and explained who they were from, but they also spent some time with the kids, right?
They did. Through the years, there was a couple of different avenues of Angel Tree bringing the gifts to my children. One, the volunteers actually came to my parents' house and sat down with the kids and gave the kids the gifts from me. And I really think that's important, because the gifts aren't coming from the volunteers. The gifts are coming from the incarcerated parent. And they sat down with them. They prayed with them. They prayed with my mother, who was taking care of my kids. And they actually took pictures of my kids and sent those to me while I was incarcerated. And I thought that was just extremely special that I could get that and be a part of it as well. And then also another year, my children went to a party in our neighborhood where the Angel Tree Church that was representing Angel Tree that year had a party where the kids could come, and there was fire trucks outside, and then there was police cars outside, and then there was face painting, and they also got to hear the gospel of Jesus too at the party and receive their gifts. So there's a number of different avenues that Angel Tree is out there, and they are helping make this happen and make this special for the children.
Those are the words of Jonna Hose, a young mom whose life was impacted deeply by the incredible ministry of Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree. At angeltree.org, you can learn more and make your gift today. $99 will help us reach 6 kids with a gift, the gospel, and a Christmas message of love from their incarcerated parent. angeltree.org, one more time, is that web address. So you explain the incredible thing that is done when that gift is given from you to your kids across that barrier that is incarceration. But talk a bit about how God worked on you and on your heart through this whole experience with Angel Tree.
You know, it let me know that there are others out there that care. They care about me, they care about my children, they care about the gospel, and they want to spread the information. You know, there's a lot of kids out there who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and have never had that connection with God. Yeah. And Angel Tree is bridging that gap. So if it's only at Christmas time that the child hears about Jesus, it's that one opportunity. And so that, you know, even though I grew up in the church and my children knew about Jesus, they also were able to hear it again from another perspective, that someone is loving enough to bring them gifts at Christmas. It's just a wonderful experience overall.
I also read that Devin and Jordan, your kids, were able to go to Angel Tree Camp. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
They were. Devin, my son, he started with Angel Tree Camp early on. They would go to Big Bear, and they would spend a week in Big Bear, and it's a Christian camp that Angel Tree sponsored for him to go, and he absolutely loved it. Mm. And he would go year after year. And then closer to me returning home, my daughter was old enough to start going as well. And it's an experience that she loved. She met a lot of different friends, and both her and Devin met friends were whose parents may have been incarcerated too or were going through a hard time. And it's just a great experience because sometimes it's great for children to have other children going through similar yeah. situations to be able to talk to.
You know, it was so powerful to read what Devin said about just what it's like to be a young person with an incarcerated parent, that connection that is understandably lost. I mean, obviously, you're able to visit each other, you're able to be in each other's lives. But in terms of, you know, he talked about how he was really making up stories to tell his friends, you know, about where you were and about when you'd be back. But in terms of having the connection that that Angel Tree gift gave you to him, was that an important thing for him in his life to be able to know that you were there, to know that you cared about him so deeply?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, regardless of where the parent is, it's not the child's fault that the parent is incarcerated. Yeah. And so sending a gift means that you care and that they're remembered and that mommy gave this to me or daddy gave this to me. You know, it really doesn't matter what the gift is. It's cherishing that gift that came from their parent that's been absent for so long, whether it's a week, whether it's a year. It's having that gift and knowing mommy or daddy thought about me.
Now, Jonna, you've been a free woman now for several years. Take us through that journey and share a bit about what life looks like for you today.
I have been home. It's been close to 5 years. I am a total of 10 and a half years drug free. I am now helping others who have drug addicts. I'm an addiction manager at a very well-known treatment facility, and I help other addicts get into treatment. And it's an amazing experience, and I know that this is what I was meant to do. And sometimes I had to go through trials, but God knew that there was a purpose for those trials and where I was going to end up.
Amen. And you're still involved to this day with Angel Tree, right? Only now you're on the giving side.
Yes, absolutely. I do the volunteer work. I help with the Angel Tree gift-giving process. I help with planning the parties. And I have great relationships with a lot of the parents in the community who have children that are still in the Angel Tree program or who still have a parent who is incarcerated. So it's a great giving back experience, and I absolutely love it.
You know, and I'll just restate it here. Jonna Hose is our guest today. She's a young mom whose life was impacted forever by the incredible ministry of Angel Tree. And it is angeltree.org where you can go today. You can learn more and make your gift. $99 will help us reach six kids with a gift, the gospel, and a Christmas message of love from their incarcerated parent. It is certainly a great thing to give a gift to a child at Christmas, but Angel Tree is really something that is far more than that. In your words, as someone who's experienced it firsthand, what makes this program so distinctive?
Because they reach so many people. It's in every state, and it's pretty much in every prison or jail. And they reach so many people. And the difference with Angel Tree, it's not just giving a gift. It's giving a gift and sharing the gospel of God. Mm-hmm. So it's bringing that into the family, bringing that into the household, and bringing that love. That's what makes Angel Tree different.
In a very real sense, Angel Tree is really helping to reduce crime in this country. How is that happening? Take us inside what that means.
You know, prisoners' children are most severely at-risk children and youth in America. Angel Tree helps by reconnecting the incarcerated parent with their child and introducing the long-term hope and healing that comes through a relationship through Jesus Christ. Hmm. That positive influence helps break the cycle of crime, often preventing these kids from following in their parents' footsteps.
Hmm. So it's a one-time gift, perhaps. It's something that happens in a moment, but the impact really is on lives, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
You know, our listeners may not realize that there are kids right in their own neighborhood that have a parent or parents in prison. Just talk a little bit about how big this need is, even if we maybe don't see it on a personal basis.
You know, they say one in every 28 children that are around school age has a parent in prison. You might not know, you know, but yeah. I feel like in this society today, there's a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren. There's aunts and uncles raising children. There's children in the foster system. It's everywhere out there, and it's needed to know. These kids need to know that they're loved.
So let's break this down here by the numbers for just a moment, and our time is quickly saying its farewells, Jonna, but we've said it before, it is the truth. $99 will help reach six kids. You can reach 12 kids with a gift of $198. $396 reaches 24 kids, and 48 kids can be reached with a gift of $792. And this is just an extraordinary thing that all begins when you visit angeltree.org and you are able to give a gift right there. Jonna, I think that the most remarkable part of the opportunity to talk with you is because you have personally experienced what this program can do. So if there's somebody perhaps today who's tuning in and has heard your incredible story, what would you say to that person? There are so many ways that they can be a blessing during Christmas and so many great organizations that they can be a part of, but why should they head to angeltree.org and just talk about it from your perspective?
You know, Angel Tree is, a lot of people haven't heard about it, and I feel like it's great to go to angeltree.org and get a lot of information to help an incarcerated a parent give a gift to their child, and it doesn't take that much to do so. And that's the exciting part, because everybody that's listening can do that today. Angel Tree is out there helping, they're giving, they're changing lives, and we'd love for you to learn more about it.
Well, it's been a real pleasure talking to you today, Jonna. Thank you so much for your courage and sharing your story and for just the incredible hope that what you have been through and where you are today really represents. We sure appreciate getting the chance to know you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Faith Radio's On the Road, stories of determination, courage, and hope.
What a joy to have the story of Jonna Hose featured today on the road. We are looking for redemption in so many ways in our culture today. We want to see something more than just cold realities, something more than just an eye for an eye. And there, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, shared as part of Angel Tree because of friends just like you, we see a story of redemption that changes the life, not just Jonna's life, but the life of her kids and the lives of so many around her. Absolutely amazing. We love sharing stories just like that on the road. And we do have another story that is incredible in its own right. This is the story of Dusty and Scott, and it also is a story of great hope even after tremendous mistakes were made. Here's another Angel Tree story on the road.
A father does the unthinkable. In a single moment of rage, Scott shakes his 6-week-old son, sending him to the hospital, and is convicted of aggravated battery and sentenced to 7 years in prison. His wife, Dusty, tries to sort out the source of that violent outburst.
We both came from abusive pasts. Scott, he did not come from a faith-based home at all.
Left alone to raise their 3 sons, Dusty went through 2 years of anguish.
I was just so full of anger. I hated him. We lost our home. I lost my job. I just blamed everything on him.
As time passed, the baby, Malik, healed from his injuries. But their middle son, Eli, matched his mother's anger toward his father in prison.
Eli felt the same hate that I was feeling because he sided with me.
Just as this family was hitting bottom, 3 events happened to unfold. Dusty was invited to church. Scott began talking to the prison chaplain. And that Christmas, the 3 boys, Dominic, Eli, and Malik, were invited to an Angel Tree party where they discovered gifts chosen just for them.
They were wrapped beautifully, and on the tag, it said, "Love, Daddy." They were kind of like, "This is from Dad? What's going on here?" And Malik got some Scooby-Doo pajamas, and he was he was totally obsessed with Scooby-Doo, so that was really great. And Eli, he just loves putting stuff together, so he got a big box of Legos. But they were amazed that Scott knew what they wanted. It was like the Lord was working through those gifts.
Dusty felt hope for the first time in a long while, but she still needed something from Scott. She went to visit him in prison.
As we sat down at the table, he instantly just broke into tears, told me how sorry he was. He had never confessed to me about what he had done.
Scott was not only broken, he was reborn.
God has really worked in his life, and he has connected with fellow believers in the prison, the chaplain.
The final Angel Tree blessing came when Dusty took the 3 boys to see their dad, especially for Eli, who had expressed so much anger.
When he saw my husband come through the doors, he ran and gave his dad the biggest hug. He said, "Thank you, Dad. Thank you for not forgetting about me." And he also thanked him for the gifts that he received on Christmas.
The Bible speaks of how anger is passed on through the generations. Will you join in prayer that this family and many others just like it continue to be healed?
God used Angel Tree in our lives to begin removing the anger and the enemy out of my children's hearts. Looking forward, I see our family just becoming one again, but this time with Christ in the middle.
Is that not a powerful concept? That our lives can be whole, that our relationships can be made new when Jesus Christ is at the center of them? Really, it's the power of the message of Christmas that we can overcome all of the bitterness, all of the hate, all of the discord that we as human beings ourselves have sown into this world, because at Christmas, Jesus Christ came into the middle of it all to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. That is the message of Angel Tree. You can be a tremendous blessing this Christmas. $99 will help reach 6 kids with a Christmas gift, the gospel, and a message of love from their incarcerated parent. You can get started today at angeltree.org. And thank you so much for visiting us on this special edition of On the Road today. I'm Ryan Thomas. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.